弟兄姊妹，非常感谢主啊！
We want to really thank the Lord.
终于又回到弟兄姊妹中间，一起来敬拜主。
Once again, I am with you to worship the Lord together.
每一次聚会，只要想到神跟我们同在，我想我们的心欢喜灵快乐。
Yes, every time we are together, we realize Christ, God is with us. We rejoice.
尤其一回来，昨天就参加了教会家人的婚礼啊。
And immediately upon our return, we came back to a wedding.
新郎新娘在哪里？请你们站起来。
Bride and groom, are you here this morning? Praise the Lord.
我非常感动，他们昨天晚上晚宴结束的时候，用诗歌敬拜来结束。
I'm really thankful that as they came to the conclusion of their banquet, they came to a conclusion in worship.
很多弟兄姊妹很关心我们，也为我们祷告，非常谢谢你们。
And a lot of brothers and sisters care tremendously about us, and you guys have been praying for us.
虽然我们出去一个月的 mission trip, 换了12张床，睡了12个不同的地方。
We've been on out for about a month and went to various places, slept at 12 different places.
但是我们可以知道弟兄姊妹的祷告在后面是我们的保护。
But we know, brothers and sisters, your prayers has been a protection for us.
所以回来很多人问我们时差怎么样的。我想我只要讲一件事你们就知道了。
Everybody asked us, how's the jet lag as we came back? I'll just tell you one story and you begin to understand.
昨天我们要来婚礼以前，于是我在那边说，我的手表呢，帮我找一下。
And right before we attended the wedding, Pastor Nancy was saying, where's my watch? Please help me look for it.
所以我帮他找到了一个他平常戴的一个还蛮便宜的一个手表。他说不是这个，但是你先给我好了。
I found the watch that she usually wears. Doesn't look particularly expensive. She says, no, it's not this one, but give it to me for now.
但是我还有另外一个稍微好一点的，我就再帮他到处找，后来在厨房附近找到了。
And there was another one that was a little better, and then I found it in the kitchen.
他高兴得不得了，他说给我，我就交给他了。
And she was so excited. She said, give it to me. So I gave it to her.
就昨天晚上睡觉以前，不是在吃完饭回到家的时候，就突然听到他不是惨叫一声，他大叫一声。
And last night, after we came home, and all of a sudden, I heard a scream.
你可不可以帮我放那张 slide 好吧？他居然带着两个表参加婚礼一整天。
So that's how Pastor Nancy wore her watches last night.
尽在不言中，你就晓得他时差多严重了。
You begin to discover how bad is her jet lag. She needs.
今天早上4点钟还在跟我说，我怎么都睡不着觉。
This morning at 4 a.m. she said, "How come I'm having a hard time falling asleep?"
谢谢你们的祷告。
Again, thank you all for your prayers.
虽然我们都分别病了两三次，烧了好几天，但是现在都康复了啊。
We've been sick. We had fevers during the trip, but again, we thank the Lord. We are well now.
今天是。感恩月的第一个主日啊。
This Sunday is the very first Sunday of our praise month, or Thanksgiving month.
也是我们半年来没有 combine meeting, 除了上次受浸聚会以外的第一次的恢复的 combine meeting.
And it's the very first service where we are we're combined again after about 6 months of time.
11月是感恩月 ,12月是赞美月。
November is the month of Thanksgiving, and December is the month of praise.
所以我们配合整年的主题多结果子荣耀神，所以我们正好要开始讲嘴唇所结的果子。
So because we've been talking about bearing fruit, we want to come and look at the fruit of our lips this morning.
今天早上这个信息跟我们每一个人都有关系。
And this morning I want to say that this message has to do with each and everyone.
因为我放眼望去，每一个人都有嘴巴。
Because I look at all of you, you all have lips.
所以今天这个嘴巴的信息跟我们每一个人都有关。
This mouth that we possess, we have to hear the message that God is speaking this morning.
所以我今天会先集中在我们口舌的重要。
And I will focus first of all on the importance of our mouth.
然后我的后半信息跟我们未来的信息，其他弟兄们的信息就开始讲感恩，讲造就人的好话。
And the message to follow in this coming month, we'll talk about how do we exercise and practice words of encouragement, for example.
你知不知道一个人平均哈，你先不要拿你家的另外一半做例子，一个人平均一天讲多少话，知道吗
？On average per person, do you know how much do we speak? How many words do we speak?
如果用纸张来算的话 ，How many pages? 多少页
？How many pages of words do we utter in a day?
有没有人愿意试着回答看看
？Anybody want to try to give an answer?
35页，三十页啊，因为好也很好的答案，还有没有
？30 pages.
6页，你讲话这么少的
？6 pages.
还有没有人？
Anybody else? Anybody want to guess?
多少？那 David 啊，两页。
Two pages of words for Brother David.
你们这些弟兄们要悔改哈。
Brothers, we gotta repent. We gotta work on.
他们统计说一个人平均大概讲20页。
On average, per person, you speak about 20 pages of words.
所以你说只有这么少吗？我太太一天讲50-60页的。
You say that's it? I think I've been talking a lot more than that.
或是像这样子的丈夫只讲2页的。
And we have husbands like our brother who only speak 2 pages of words.
你如果照一般的标准20页的话，你一个月里面大概就讲了3本书，就是200页一本的书，讲了3本书。
So about a month's time, you were spoken about 3 books, each book about 200 pages.
一年就36本。
A whole year, about 36 books.
算你50年好了哈，你讲了1800本，一个小的图书馆。
And about a year's time.It would be 1,800 books. That's about a small library.
如果从你22岁大学毕业，本科毕业到82岁，这是现在很多人一定可以活得到。这60年的话，你就讲了2000多本。
For about 60 years, if that's the span of your life, from the time you graduate to the time you pass, you would have spoken over 2,000 books.
所以今天早上的信息对我们太重要了。
So this morning, you begin to realize how important it is when we talk about the words of our mouth.
那我们先来读一段的圣经，雅各书第三章。
Let's come and read the portion of scripture together, James chapter 3.
第一节到十二节啊
，verses 1 through 12。
我们怎么读呢？弟兄读一节，姊妹读一节，好了哈。
Brothers will start, and the sisters will rotate verse by verse.
我的弟兄们，不要做多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？先知预言有何大出言水？ 好，我们现在请英文组的童声把弄英文的把它读一遍，好不好
？We'll read it together in English one time.
弟兄姊妹，英文熟的也一起看哈，英文。
Verse 1 through 12. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers.Knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouth, that they may obey us, and return to their body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires.Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great for us a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell. For any kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue.It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth we see blessing and cursing. My brethren,
These things are not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from a single thing? Can a fig tree, my brother, bear olives, or grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring can yield both salt water and fresh.
好，谢谢哈。那么在雅各书里面呢，这段的圣经至少讲到口舌有三件很重要的事情。
There are three things that are very important as we come to look at these verses.
好，我就希望这三件事情今天能够 get 大家的 attention， 好，引起我们的注意。
And I pray that you would pay attention to these three things.
因为我们天天都在说话。
Because we are speaking every single day.
怎么样子让我们的话能够在神的面前是有意义、有价值的
？How is it that our words would have meaning and have value before the sight of God？
怎么样子让我们的话能够荣耀神，又能够给人带来祝福？
How can we allow our words to glorify God and bring blessings to men?
啊，这是太重要的事情。
These are very important things.
尤其你一生里面，我们所有说的话加起来是一个图书馆啊。
Particularly all the words of our lifetime, they are as numerous as a library.
到底多少话是有意义的
？How many of the words we've spoken are meaningful?
所以今天在雅各书里面，我们至少看三件事情。
So in the book of James, again, in through these scriptures, we're going to look.
第一件事情，他讲到舌头。其实雅各书主要是讲旧人，哈，就是讲到我这个人。从老亚当来的这个人的口舌是一个怎样的性情
？So James is talking about what is the nature of this tongue that comes from the old creation, the old man.
我先讲完这个，我再来讲积极的啊。
I want to talk about this first, and then we'll look at the positive aspect.
因为我们今天在基督里是新造的人
，because we are all new creations in Christ.
我们的口舌是被神洁净过，被神更新过的。
Our tongue has been cleansed, has been renewed by the Lord.
那首先，他第一件事情讲到舌头虽然小，但是它的影响力不仅大。而且非常大。
But foremost, James points out that the tongue, though it's very small, it possesses extremely great influential power.
大家不用看圣经的，雅各举了哪三个例子来形容小东西有很大的影响力
？You remember what are the three things that Paul or James mentioned that has great influence?
看看大家读经专不专心，哪三个
？Remember what we just read.
第一个，马的嚼环，对不对
？The bits in the horse's mouth.
马那么大的力量，一个嚼环可以让它乖乖听你的。
The strength of a horse. Imagine that, but yet a bit can cause the horse to listen to you.
第二个是什么
？Secondly, what?
船的舵。
The rudder.
船那么大。
The ship is immense.
甚至外面的风浪有这么大的吹逼它。
The wind and the waves are so great.
给一个小小的舵在掌舵人的手里，可以让船完全听他的话。
But the small rudder in the hands of a pilot can steer the ship.
第三个比喻是什么
？What is the third analogy that he gives?
小小的火
A small kindling fire.
可以把整个大树林烧起来。
Can set a blaze to the forest.
中文说的星星之火足以燎原。没有关系哈，这个我们用现代的话来讲，听说我不在的时候 ，Sonoma Napa Valley 有大火。
I heard that while we were in our mission trip, the Napa Valley had a great fire.
我儿子在电话里面告诉我，我才知道的。
My son told me in the phone conversation that I came to realize that.
你看这样子的一个野火烧起来的时候
，and this wildfire as it begins to grow.
它造成了这个213,000亩的地被烧掉啊 213,000 acres.
213,000 acres
的这个树林被烧掉了啊，地被烧掉。然后40多个人死掉，然后有将近6,000个房子被烧毁。
About 40 some odd people lost their lives, and 6,000 more homes were consumed.
它开始的时候只有一点点。
What it started with was just a small fire.
可是当我们不去控制它的时候，一点点的火可以把最大的树林给烧起来。
But when this fire is not controlled and it's not put out at the very beginning, it could cause a great fire.
而圣经用这个东西来形容我们的舌头。
And the Bible uses this.Exact analogy to express our tongue.
他对自己对周围的人带来的影响那是何等的大，这是第一件事情要引起我们注意的。
Concerning we ourselves and the people around you, we need to pay attention to the power of influence that the tongue possesses.
那第二件事情，他讲到旧人的口舌是极其可怕的。
And secondly, James says that the tongue of the old man is exceedingly dreadful.
他直接就说舌头就是火。
And he says directly that our tongue is like a fire.
他又说舌头是一个罪恶的世界。
And it is a world of iniquity.
能够污秽全身
is able to defile the whole body.
也能够把生命的轮子点起来，而且是从地狱里点起来，是非常邪恶的一种破坏方式。
It sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell.
到了第八节，他说舌头是一个不止息的恶物它是一个 unruly evil.
And verse 8, James described the tongue being an unruly evil.
他不仅仅是讲到不止息，他是讲到根本没有办法控制他的一个坏的东西。
Not only does it not cease to exist, but it's something that you cannot control, something evil that you cannot control.
他满了害死人的毒气。
And full of deadly poison.
Deadly poison. 所以雅各在这里都用了一些很能够明白，但是又很强烈的形容词。
James again used some adjectives that are easy for us to understand, but they're very strong words.
我相信我们都不喜欢脏。
And I trust none of us want to be dirty.
对不对？你衬衫看见脏上面有污点，你一定换掉的。
If you see that there is dirt on your shirt, you'll change it.
你去扫厕所的时候，你也会很小心，水不要溅到自己身上，因为脏。
You'll be very careful when you're scrubbing the toilet, cleaning the bathroom, that the water doesn't come and splatter on you.
但是在这里圣经上讲到救人的舌头的时候，是用非常负面的话来形容，说到它是一个罪恶的世界。
When the scripture describes the tongue of the old creation from the old man, it uses some very dreadful words to describe it.
它能够污秽人的全身。
It is able to defile the entire body.
如果你今天在马路上看到有一个人精神有问题，在那里挑了一桶大便，在那边往人身上撒，你会往他那边走过去吗
？If you're walking in the middle of the street, you find someone who's demented and he is just casting poop on everybody. Would you walk towards him?
我相信我们没有一个人会走过去的。
I trust nobody will walk close to him.
你更不会说，多来一点，多来一点。
And you wouldn't say to him, more, more, more.
可是你看，我们今天喜欢听 gossip， 喜欢听那些不该讲的话，我们的耳朵这么有兴趣。
But today we've discovered that our ears are inclined to gossip, our ears are inclined to the things that ought not to be spoken.
明明那些话是污秽我们的，但是我们却是那么喜欢听它。
And we know those words would defile us, yet we find that there's a delight in us to hear it.
所以有一个人讲得很好，他说我只有看到垃圾桶，我才会想要丢垃圾。
And there's a person who said it really well. Only when I see a garbage can do I want have the urges to throw away my garbage.
你知道这句话的意思吗
？Do you understand what he's saying?
一面我们讲出来的话常常是污秽的，叫人污秽。
On the one hand, the words that we speak is filth and it defiles people.
当我们想听这些东西的时候，别人才会把它倒给我们。
But it is because we delight to hear these words, so people will empty their garbage on us.
我相信你今天进白宫去参观的时候，那么豪华的地毯，那么漂亮的地方，你不会随地吐痰的。
And I trust that when you're walking into the White House, such a pristine and clean place, you wouldn't casually just spit on the carpet.
只有我们看到痰盂在，看到垃圾桶在，看到厕所在，我们才可能吐痰的。
And yes, we see the garbage can, we see the urinal, then we spit.And we into those places.
这个是两面的，一面讲到我们里面话出来是能污秽人。
These are two folds. On the one hand, the things that we say can defile people.
主耶稣自己说，进到肚腹里面的不会污秽人，从里面出来的才会污秽人。
And Jesus said very clearly that what enters you do not defile you, but what comes out of you will defile you.
中国的成语说病从口入，然后呢，祸从口出。
There's a Chinese saying that illness would come in through the mouth, but disaster would come out of the mouth.
祸从我们里面，根据我们所讲的话所造成祸。
Yes, all of these disasters, they are originated from the words of that comes forth from the mouth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道这个舌头是非常可怕的。
So we know the tongue is exceedingly dreadful.
你觉得话语上这种不正常的话、不健康的话、神不喜欢的话有哪些？
What do you think are some of these words that the Lord does not like? Words that aren't healthy in the sight of God.
光我讲的话就好像我在教导大家，其实我们大家一起想。
Let's all think about this together, not just me talking to you.
哪些话你觉得是神厌恶的？你觉得哪些话是这个不是一个新造的主类该讲的话？
And any kind of words you think is not fit for the new creation.
谎言，对不对？
Lies, correct?
第一件事情就是谎言。
The very foremost, lies.
撒旦是说谎之人的父。
Satan is the father of lies.
当我们说谎的时候，就给仇敌一个 channel, 一个管道，可以让仇敌的工作临到我们所接触的人事物。
When we lie, we give a channel to the enemy that he may enter into the works and the lives of people around us.
虽然 Brother Ernest 那次讲到的时候讲说，我们常常知道谎言不对，但是谎言好像是我们患难中随时的帮助，很多人把它当笑话听。
Brother Ernie, when he was speaking, we all laughed, and he said, yeah, we all know lies are not good, not fitting, but it is our time of help and our time of need.
但是弟兄姊妹，这句话只能说说笑笑，但是不可以当真的。
We laugh at it, but we have to deal with it very seriously. We can't treat it.
神恨恶谎言。
Casually, because God hates lies.
我们都要小心，一不小心人就会说谎的。
We have to be careful because if we are not alert, we will lie.
为了保护自己，为了修饰自己，为了高抬自己，为了伤害别人，我们很多的时候讲谎言的。
For the sake of protecting ourselves, to make ourselves look better, or maybe even to attack others, we would have lies in our words.
还有没有？
Anything else?
埋怨的话
Complaining.
对
Gossip.
Gossip. Okay. 还有没有
Swearing.
什么叫 gossip? 八卦这个年轻孩子懂不懂什么叫八卦 Attainer? 八卦就是那种道听途说是rumor 啦，或是小道消息啊。
Gossips.
Very good. 还有呢？怎么会这么少呢
？Curse. Swearing.
发誓。
No, 讲脏话。
讲脏话，对，脏话真的是哈，哎呀。啊，谄媚之言啊，很好。还有没有？哎，怎么这么多人都不讲话？你们平常都讲话，为什么讲这个就不讲了？批评论断很好哈，批评论断。
Criticisms.
啊，其实批评论断就像拿刀砍人一样。
It's literally like a slaying someone with a sword.
那个我们常常，如果今天有一个人拿刀进了教会要来伤害，我相信大家都会试着去保护，对不对
？And I trust that if there's some stranger that walked into this building with a sword trying to hurt someone, we would all immediately try to protect the person, right?
刀子给人身体的伤害，其实远远比不上话语给人心里面的伤害的。
The physical harm that a blade would cause to a person cannot compare to the words that would bring harm to the heart of a man.
所以 abuse 不光是有 physical abuse， 也有 verbal abuse， 就是不光有肉身的伤害，也有言语上的伤害。
We certainly know that abuse does not simply reside in the physical realm, but abuse can also reside in emotionally and in the words that we say.
还有什么？像一口两舌，
Double
这很严重的。你对这个人说这样子的话，哎呀，真他怎么会这样子对你说啊？你好可怜了，啊，太过分了。
On the one hand, you would say to a person, "How can this person treat you this way? Oh, that's terrible."
然后你就跟那个说这个话的人讲的时候，哦，他说，哦，你该说他。
And then he would turn or she would turn to the person who said the words, "Oh, you should. It's rightful for you to say such things."
这种人真应该吊起来好好打一打的。
And such a person needs to be strong and disciplined for a little bit.
我跟你说，因为神的恩典让我们有机会去服侍过很多很多不同的教会啊。
And I, again, it's because the grace of God, we have the ability, the opportunity to serve many, many churches.
只要有教会，差不多都会有问题的。
And I tell you, as long as this is church, there seems to be problems.
但是教会的问题有严重一点的，有还可以的。
And there's some problems that are reasonable per se, and there are some problems that are more severe.
但是就的至少我自己的体会，我的观察。问题里面几乎三分之二以上跟口舌有关的。
And I will tell you, two-thirds of the problems that we encounter in the various churches have to do with the words of the mouth.
常常都是因为没有当面沟通清楚，而是背后传言带来的伤害。
Oftentimes, this is because the lack of communication is the words that are spoken in the background that brings about this harm.
你一句话，我们以前也都玩过哈，从第一个人开始跟第二个人讲，第二个人跟第三个人讲，讲到最后一个出来的是换个样子，对不对
？We all play this game of telephone.Right, so you, the first person will receive a message. As the message is passed on through the line, at the very end, the message came become very, very weird.
我跟他讲约翰一书四章十八节，传到最后变成约翰福音四章十八节。
Pastor, you would say 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. By the time we're done, somebody would say, "Okay, John chapter 4 verse 18."
对不对？约翰一书四章十八节是爱里面没有惧怕。爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
First John chapter 4 verse 18 is that in love there's no fear, and when love is perfect, when love is perfected, there is no fear.
到了约翰福音四章十八节，是你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的还不是你的丈夫。
And John chapter 4 verse 18 says you already have five husbands. The husband that you have is still not yours.
啊，这就是以前婚礼收到的贺礼，就少了一个字，结果完全不同的意义啊。
And somebody actually received a present at their wedding, and it was missing that one in the beginning, so it carried a whole different connotation, right?
因为这边我们的旧人哈，你只要一不小心，我们的话。就连你自己没有察觉，它都可能带来很大的伤害的。
This old man, this old creation, when we are not aware of its activities, very easily would bring about the harm.
尤其我们听得不够清楚，又加上一点自己的意思，那它会变完全变样的。
Particularly when we don't pay attention, and then we add a little more of our own feelings as what we hear it.Then it would change the nature of what we heard.
有一次有一个人跟牧弟讲，他说我这个人个性很直的哈，我发完脾气，我讲完我该讲的，我这个人就好了，就没事了。
This person that said to Brother Moody, I'm a very straightforward person. I say what I want to say. I would have a bit of a temper, and then when I'm done, I'm done.
他说我从来不记仇的。
As I'll never remember a wrong.
牧弟跟他讲说，你一个。大炮台炮打出去了，你没事了。可是下来的地方炸死多少人，你知道吗
？And Brother Moody said, "Yeah, there's no problem with you, but you fire the first shot, and this cannon has destroyed so many, and nothing has happened to you."
所以很多为什么会让孩子失了志气？有时候父母亲骂孩子的时候，没有约束，没有节制。
And sometimes we exasperate our children.And a lot of times to the point that when we scold them, we don't have a limit, and it actually harm them.
为什么有一些 gossip 到最后造成别人甚至自杀了？
Why is it some gossip would cause people actually to commit suicide?
因为我们没有想到我们的话会这样子的污秽人，会这样子的伤害人，甚至像火一样从地狱把人点起来。
We didn't realize that the words that we speak can actually harm, could do such things to people as if it's fire from the hell, from hell.
所以是以前有一个人跑来跟他的牧师道歉。
So there's a person that came to his pastor and apologized.
他说牧师对不起，我过去在你背后说了你太多的坏话。
He says to the pastor, I'm sorry for all the wrong things that I've spoken about you behind your back in time past.
你们如果说过我，现在不用低头，抬起头看我。
You guys can all lift up your heads and look at me if you make the same complaints about me.
那个牧师一句话都不说，他就。进去房间不知道去哪里，就拿了一袋鸡毛出来给他，大概把鸡毛掸子的毛都拔下来了。
The pastor didn't say anything. The pastor went to his office and took a bag of feathers. Don't know why he had it, but he brought it out to him.
他说我原谅你以前，我请你做一件事，可以吧
？I will forgive you for what you've done, but I want to ask you to do something for me.
他说可以啊。
He said sure.
他说你现在回家，沿路上把这个鸡毛。走几步丢一个，走几步丢一个。
He says, as you're walking home from here, from this place, ever so many paces, just take a feather out and cast it out. Every so many paces, take another feather and cast it out.
然后三天之后，你回来把所有的鸡毛捡回来。
And 3 days later, I want you to come and collect the feather back up and bring it back to me.
他说，那怎么可能？
He said, how is that possible?
那风都吹走了，被人家扫走了。
The wind has blown it all over the place.
他说对。
So、of course.
他说：“你现在请我原谅你，我愿意在主里原谅你。”
He said, "You ask me to forgive you now. I'm willing to forgive you in the Lord."
但是你所讲的话已经满天飞，不知道到哪里去了。
But the things that you've spoken has gone all over the place. I have no idea where it went.
所以多少的传道人，多少神家的 leader， 多少亲爱的家人，多少我们的同工，我们的好朋友，受了伤。而我们自己居然不知道。
So many pastors, so many leaders, co-workers, dear friends, close family members, they've been harmed by our words, yet we do not realize.
如果我们懊悔、后悔自己说过的话，都已经来不及，像泼出去的水一样。
If we repent of the things that we said, honestly, sometimes it's a little too late because they've gone out like water that's been poured out.
我真的常常收到一些弟兄姊妹，甚至从外地打电话跟我道歉。
And I honestly have people, brother and sister, who would call me, particularly from afar, that would apologize to me.
去年都还有一个神学院毕业的学生从外地打电话给我说对不起，他在中国说过我坏话。
There's a seminary student who called me last year and apologized to me and said I've said some wrong things about you in China.
弟兄姊妹，我们买会所，他们把我们想成我们在中国敛财，这是压根没有的事情。
And when we were purchasing this property, they thought that we were trying to.Glean money from brothers and sisters in China. This is obviously nothing that we're trying to do.
我们办公室不晓得多少次发信给中国那时候在中国教会的弟兄姊妹，钱留着在中国做福音用，不用寄过来。
And we repeated, we sent texts and messages out again and again to brothers and sisters in China and said, keep your money in China, do the missionary work that is there, don't send it here anymore.
但是弟兄姊妹，人话在人的口中，随便他们说的。
But the words come out of the mouth of men and It's up to their leisure is how they would say it.
所以我们要对自己所说的话要很小心，因为它是很狠毒的一件事情。
And we need to be very careful of the words that we say because it is extremely dreadful.
它不小心就带来伤害的。
It is poisonous because it brings about harm unknowingly.
爸爸妈妈对孩子，孩子对爸爸妈妈，先生对丈夫，先生对妻子，妻子对丈夫，任何话语都可能造成伤害的。
Parents to your children, children to your parents, husbands to your wives, and wives to your husbands.Be careful of the words that we say because they can bring harm.
同样一句话，一模一样的字，你口气不同都不一样，对不对？
The exact same words, because it's uttered out of a different attitude, it would have different meanings.
那妻子问先生说：“你还爱我吗？”
The wife asks her husband, "Do you still love me?"
你含情脉脉的看着他，哎呀，当然爱，爱，当然爱。
Oh, you cry.
爱。
You say, So of course I love you versus of course I love you. I love you, okay?
一副很不耐烦的样子，爱，你那个谁都知道你这个烦呢啊。
And you say very, very impatiently, love. Everybody knows you don't really love.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要晓得我这个话在我们这个身上的。
The words are coming out of our mouth.
圣经里面就是雅各特别在这里提消极面，因为我们太忽略消极面。
James focus on the negative aspect of the tongue because we neglect the importance of this understanding.
那第三件事情。
And thirdly,
他说没有人能够制服自己的舌头。
It says no man can tame his own tongue.
他说各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族都可以制服，也已经被人制服，唯独舌头没有人能制服。
Verse 7 and 8, for every kind of beast and birds and reptiles, creature of sea,It's tame and has been tamed by mankind.
而且底上说到，如果有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人。
But no man can tame the tongue. And then he says that if man, if they do not stumble in any of these things, that he's a perfect man.
虽然我相信这个问是白问的，但是我还是忍不住想要问哈。
I know,
你真的觉得在话语上从来没过失的，请举手。
Can anybody raise your hands if you feel that you have never stumbled with your words?
弟兄姊妹，话语。人有的时候想说我不要说
I know there are many of us there are people who will say I'm not going to say it
我不该说
I shouldn't have said it
可是压不住
But we can't hold it
压得了一天
We hold it for a day
压不了五天
We can't hold it for a week
压得了一次
We can hold it once
两次
Maybe twice
三次
Maybe the third time
后来就像黎陀生弟兄说的像那个河堤决的堤一样的河水连本带利的出来
Which is why, like what Brother Watchman Nee says, that we're like a breach dam. All the water comes forth.
没有人可以控制得住。
No one can control it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心。你要知道，你要凭着旧照去压制自己的舌头，你压制不了的。
If you're trying to control your tongue through the power of the old creation, it is impossible.
随时就会有事情来刺激我们说出一些不该讲的话。
Because your circumstances, the things around you, will stir something up within you to speak and say the things you ought not to say.
我听过沈宝龙牧师讲过好几篇道。
Our elderly brother, Shen,
he 曾经是我们退休会的讲员。
He shared many messages with us. He was once a guest speaker at our conferences.
他非常喜欢讲的一个小小的幽默。
There's a small joke or humor he often said. It has something to do with our tongue.
他说有一个人，他是一个乌鸦嘴呀，其实喜欢讲话。
Who never says anything nice.
他常常讲很多话都不吉利，让人家听得不舒服。
And everything that he says is just not very. It doesn't bring about good news. It's not lucky.
有一次他被请去参加一个小孩子满月的一个庆祝一个晚宴。
One time he was invited to a small boy's birthday party.
不仅朋友提醒他，连那个男主人都提醒他：“你今天不要给我讲不吉利的话。”
And his friends who were has invited him, and even the father said, "Don't say anything that is unlucky."
他整个晚上沉默无言。
So the entire evening, he kept his mouth shut.
压制自己哈。
He tried to control himself. He didn't say a word to anyone.
终于熬过了。
Finally, I did it.
所以在送客的时候，那一个一个都在送客。
And so as everybody they were ushering the guests out of the house.
那个男主人说：“谢谢你今天表现很好。”
The master of the house shook his hand and said, "Did a great job tonight."
他说：“是啊，我今天晚上可是一句话都没说。”
He says, "Of course, tonight I didn't say a single word."
他的孩子死了，不要怪我。
If your kid dies, don't blame me.
还是憋不住的。
He can't control himself, right?
所以等一下我们会要看为什么。
So we got to look at why, right?
为什么舌头没有人可以控制得住？
Why is it that no man can tame the tongue?
但是我现在雅各给我们讲的这三个很重要的事情。
So James now again tells us these three things.
舌头虽小，影响力却大。
Again, it is very small, but it has great influential power.
而且救人的口舌是非常可怕的，你要用一个恐惧战惊的心来看待自己舌头哈。
And the tongue of the old man is exceedingly dreadful. We need to be very stern, very, very serious when we deal with it.
弟兄姊妹，你今天早上什么都忘记的话，这句话你要听进去啊。
If you forget everything that I've said this morning, you need to remember this.
我们要很严肃的态度看自己的口舌。
We got to be very diligent and very serious as we observe the things that we say.
因为圣经上告诉我们，它带给人污秽，带给人伤害。带给人破坏
because it says that these words could potentially defile, harm, and destroy someone.
第三个，没有人能制服自己的舌头
And thirdly, remember that again, no one can tame the tongue.
这是光雅各书说的
This is again only what James is saying.
但是我必须给大家一个 bonus 哈，现在是 Thanksgiving 又靠近六一了，给大家一个再加一个点。
I want to add another point on top of that.
是主耶稣说的
This is what Jesus said.
就是这个是 bonus 点。
This is the bonus material, not your outline.
就是我们所有所说的话
is everything we say.
要向神交账的
We need to settle an account with the Lord.
我们看两处的圣经，好不好
Let's come and look at two scriptures together.
马太福音十二章三十六节
Matthew chapter 12, verse 36.
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。
Matthew 12.Matthew chapter 12 verse 6 36 I'm sorry
我又告诉你们凡人所说的闲话闲话有的翻 idle words 有的翻译做 empty words 一种虚空没有用的或是 worthless word 就是那种没有意义没有价值那种虚空
But I say to you that for every idle word man may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment.
还不光是坏话
These idle words, they're not just
所有没有价值的话，那天在审判的时候 ，every words 每一句话都要供出来。
Not just bad words, but these words that have no significant meaning. The Lord says that every single one of these things you need to settle, be accountable for before the Lord.
所以当那天我们面对神在众人面前招供的时候，你不要怪说于弟兄，你为什么从来不把这节经文告诉过我
？So when we're standing before all men, for the account of the things that we've said, you cannot say, Pastor, you did not tell me of this verse.
那我们为着过去曾经得罪神、得罪人的言行，我们求主保守、遮盖我们。
If we've offended God.We offended people. We ask for the precious blood of the Lord to come and cover us.
所有的话不仅要招供出来，而且在路加福音十二章第三节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 13.
Verse third. 十二章第三节。
Verse chapter 12, verse 3.
你们在暗中所说的，将要在明处被人听见；在内室妇儿所说的，将要在房上被人宣扬。
Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops.
我自己被主管教学功课学乖的，以前有一些很特别的事情，我就也不敢跟别人讲。后来就碰到一个人，觉得可以跟他倾吐，就说我只跟你讲。
And I've learned this lessons from the Lord. In time past, there are some things that would just occupy my heart. I wouldn't say it to anyone. And when I come to find someone that I can trust, and I would say, I'm just going to tell you.
这是我年轻的时候，就唯一我觉得可以讲的人，讲完了以后，全天下都知道。
And this is when I was younger. And I felt that this is the one person that I can tell, I can say to, after I told him, the whole world knew.
我一次没有学好，两次、三次，后来我知道我讲所有的话，我就要预备好，别人都会听到。
Once, twice, three times, I finally learned a lesson that whatever I say, everybody else will know.
就算今天没有被显扬，那一天我要在神面前向神交账。
Even though it may not be expressed or declared in this lifetime, but on that day before the judgment throne, I'm going to have to settle.
而且罗马书第二章说到我怎样论断别人，神也要怎样论断我。是神也要用怎么样的我们自己也要怎样被神审判。
Romans chapter 2 says, with what measure we measure unto others, we too will be measured the same way.
当我在这里批评这个人的时候，这个我对他的批评其实就是在审判我，就回到我身上来。
When I critic criticize this person of this particular thing, I'm essentially using the same measure to criticize myself.
主说你自己所行的跟人家一模一样。
And the Lord says, whatever you have done is exactly no different than what others have done.
所以当我们在批评别人、羞辱别人的时候，其实这些话一样在批评我们，一样在审判我们，一样在羞辱我们。
When we're criticizing others, when we're talking about others, you realize we're actually talking about ourselves.
给你们一个很形象的这个例子，你们将来就记得了。
And I want to give you a vivid example so you will forever remember.
啊，焦元年牧师曾经讲过，他小的时候是孩子头。
Pastor Zhao, he said that he once was the leader among all the kids.
他常常带着孩子到处玩，到处玩，跟我小时候一模一样。
They take the group of kids, and wherever he ran to, everybody would go with him. It was just like me when I was a kid.
有一天那些孩子们很无聊了，所以又来问他有没有什么 idea.
So one day, all the kids that were quite bored, they came to him and said, "Hey, you got any ideas?"
他说好，来，你们现在全部站一排。
He said, "All right, right now, you guys stand in the line."
哦，你的孩子很乖，从大到小全部站在一排。
So all these little kids that were very obedient to him, they stood in line.
开始，你们开始在嘴巴存一点口水。
And said, "Just keep some saliva in your mouth right now."
啊，他们每个人就嘴巴。
So now they're preparing a wad of saliva in their mouth.
啊，底下我们开始有一个比赛。
And we're gonna have a competition.
大家把头举起来。
You're gonna lift up your head and look
straight up. 看谁的口水吐得最高。
And let's see who can spit the highest.
啊，这些孩子完全都不知道，就啪吐，然后每个都回来。
So all these kids were quite innocent, so they all did exactly what he told them to do.
然后他在旁边笑得东倒西歪。
And so he was just laughing and said, bad expression. He was laughing his head off.
所有从我们嘴巴出来的话，那一天都要回到我们身上来。
And then you realize every word that proceeds out of our mouth is going to come back to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前要很小心，不光是今生要被选扬，来生要去跟神句句都要交账的。
Not only this lifetime it would be exposed, but on that particular day we need to settle an account for every idle word that is before the Lord.
所以想一想，我就觉得，哎呀，我们真的讲的。多少值得悔改的话。
And then when I think about this, I come to the realization there's so much of the words that are spoken of that I need to repent for.
我讲了多少不荣耀神又伤害人的话。
And so many of the words that have not glorified God and that actually have harmed others.
我讲了多少那种没有意义的话。
And all those words that have no meaning.
这是三件很重要的事啊。
And these three things, again, I want everybody to please pay attention to.
我们来看第二个重点，那是非常重要。他说，口舌是心的发表，它显明出我们生命的源头和品质。
And the second key point is the tongue is the expression of the heart. It reveals the source and the quality of the life within.
我们一起来读路加福音第六章。
Let's come and read the verse cited here together.
43-45.
Of Luke chapter 6, verse 43-45.
我们就念讲义上的就好了哈。耶稣又说，没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子。善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。啊，你看到了没有？今天人嘴巴的口不过是他心或是他里面生命的一个发表。
The scripture tells us very clearly that the words that proceed from our mouth are the very expression of our hearts.
雅各书在这里告诉我们，一个旧造的人，一个亚当的后代，他的口舌是一个怎样的口舌。
And James illustrated for us, a man in his old creation, what manner and what nature would his tongue be?
让我们知道没有一个人可以控制自己，因为你没有一个人可以让我里面的生命是没有罪、没有肉体、没有自私的。
Not one person can control himself or tame his tongue, because no person can control or change the nature of what's within him that he's a sinner.
口不过是心的发表。
And so again, we say that our mouth is the expression of our hearts.
就像果子是在这里发表这棵树的品质如何。
And just like the fruits that comes forth from this tree is an expression of the life within this tree.
它不仅仅果子表明了这棵树的性质，也表明了这棵树的品质。
And not only does the fruit display for us the nature of the life, but also the quality of the life of the tree.
当你看到葡萄的时候，你知道这棵树是葡萄树。
When you see grapes coming out of this plant, you know it is a vine.
当你看到柿子的时候，你知道这棵树是柿子树。
When you see that it's a persimmon, you know it's a persimmon tree.
所以它表明了它的性质。 本质啊。
It displays is the very nature of that tree.
同样的葡萄，有的甜，有的酸，它表明了它的品质。
And at the same time, when you taste some grapes, some are sour, some are extremely sweet.
那弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里，从我们口中的话，就说明了我这个人现在里面生命的情形。
And it describes the quality of this life. And so from the words of our mouth, we can see the condition of the life within right now. Because what occupies our heart, what fills our heart, would overflow from our lips.
除非我们是一个假冒为善，一口两舌的人。
Unless we are double tongued, unless we are hypocrites.
但是总是 有机会 有事情会把我们里面真正的情形都给激发出来。
There will be moments, there will be circumstances, conditions that will stir up what's truly within us that will come forth from our lips.
我们说一杯水受到撞击的时候，它里面装的是什么，它溅出来的就是什么。
We say a vessel, when it is shaken, whatever is filling that vessel would be coming out.
里面装的是我的肉体，是我的罪性，是我的败坏，出来的都是这些，我的骄傲，我的血气，我的粗暴。
If what is inside the nature of this vessel is all of the old creation, all of sin, and what would come forth is my anger, my rage, my filth.
可当我里面装的是基督的时候，
But what's contained in this vessel, if it is Christ,
所有的环境不过让我溅发出基督的馨香。
No matter what the circumstances that come across all my life, what would come out of me is the nature of Christ.
所以有果子可以看树，同样的有话可以看人。
And so what this verse is telling us is that from the fruit we can tell what type of tree it is. So from the words we can tell what type of heart this man possesses.
那刚才我们读了雅各书第三章第十节，也是说颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，他说我的弟兄们，这是不应该的。
James chapter 3 verse 10 says, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. He says, my brethren, these things are not to be so.
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water?
我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水也不能发出甜水来。
And so it continues to say, can fig trees, my brethren, bear olives, or grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring can yield both salt water and fresh.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是遮盖不住的东西。
So brothers and sisters, we discover from the word of God that these things cannot be contained.
里面是什么，出来的就是什么。
Whatever is inside your heart will come forth.
所以有一次有一个牧师在那里修他家的 fence, 修他家的篱笆。
So this is a pastor who was fixing the fence in his backyard.
隔壁有一个小男孩就站在旁边一直看他，在大太阳下陪他看了两三个小时。
The little boy next door just keep watching him for hours.
这个牧师就很好奇，他说：“你对修篱笆这么有兴趣吗？怎么一直站在这里看？”
And so the pastor says, "Wow, you're so interested in building fences, and you're just observing this whole time."
他说：“我对修篱笆没有兴趣。”他说：“我只是很好奇哈，当你铁锤打到你的时候，你会喊什么？”
The little boy said, "I have no interest in making fences, but I want to know what would come out of your mouth when the hammer hits your thumb."
他想了解一个牧师被铁锤打到的时候会不会骂粗野话。
He wanted to know a pastor when the hammer accidentally hits his thumb, would he actually swear as well?
弟兄姊妹，这就是任何东西就在溅发出我们里面的东西。
You begin to discover anything can cause the things within our hearts to come forth.
我们也没有要求你铁锤打到的时候又说哈利路亚赞美主哈。
We're not requesting everybody, you know, when you accidentally hit your thumb with a hammer, you would say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你不用那么属灵啊。
You don't need to be so spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多的事情就显明我们里面到底是怎样的。
But we see often from this example, many things exposes what's the condition within.
还不在于讲台上怎么讲，讲台上都是讲好话，对不对？
It doesn't matter what you say up here, because we all say good things.
也不在于弟兄姊妹面前你讲什么。
It doesn't matter what you say before brothers and sisters sometimes.
而是在你最平凡的生活里面。
But in your most ordinary lives.
在你家人面前。
In front of your family members.
在你私底下跟弟兄姊妹相处的时候。
When your private lives with brothers and sisters.
甚至连我们平常我们心里的意念就成为我们口中的言语。
And oftentimes we discover the meditation, the thoughts of our lives becomes the words that comes forth.
所以今天的经文是说，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，都在你面前蒙悦纳。
The memorization verse for us today is, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
因为这个是从我们里面出来的。
Because again, out of our hearts flows the abundance.
所以你千万不要只用雅各书 做借口，说有谁在话语上没有过失，然后容许自己讲话讲不该讲的话。
So please do not give yourself an excuse. See, the word of God said through the book of James, and no one can tame their tongue. So I say what I said.
因为雅各结论的时候就是说，不可能，不可能从一个泉源出来两个水的。
But you discover James at the conclusion of what he said. He says it is impossible that out of your heart would flow two different.
他在这里一再想要提醒的就是，从你出来的水，你就知道你现在生命的源头是什么。
Out of the same source cannot flow two different things because you need to discover what's inside of you.
不是甜水就是苦水。
Whether it is bitter or it is sweet.
如果今天我的话出来是苦的，是消极的，是属旧造肉体的，我就知道我的源头，我现在跟主的关系出问题。
Because if what comes out of my mouth is bitter, what comes out of my mouth is of the flesh, then I know there's a problem with my relationship with the Lord.
我需要回到基督里，回到不再是我，乃是基督。
I need to come and return back to the Lord and say it's no longer I but Christ.
所以千万不要以为这只是小问题，没关系，谁在话语上没有过失？
Princess, please do not look at this and say this is a small problem. Who doesn't make mistakes with their words?
就像 Brother Ernest 说的，车子上的红灯都亮了，你弄一个 label 贴上去盖着它，让自己心里舒服一点。
So just like Brother Ernie gave us an analogy, when you drive the car, the warning sign comes up. You put a sticker over it so you don't see it, like you feel okay as you're driving.
明明引擎出了问题，你把那个盖子盖起来，你把它盖起来，说没关系，没关系。
The problem, the indicator tells you there's a problem with the engine, you cover it up, you say, it's okay.
好，那么最后要讲到感恩和赞美都是嘴唇所结果子的典范。
And lastly, we want to come and look at how thanksgiving and praise ought to be the models of the fruit of the lips.
感恩月，赞美月。
And again, for the month of November and December, for thanksgiving and praise.
我们也很高兴，礼拜五大家一起来讲怎么样用诗篇学习来向神说感恩的话。
We're very thankful that we're coming together to learn how do we say words of thanksgiving unto the Lord through the book of Psalms.
光诗篇里面充满了感恩的话。
The book of Psalms are filled with words of thanksgiving.
下个月从诗篇里面充满了赞美的话。
Next month we're going to come and discover how the Psalms are filled with words of praise.
我们用诗人、用大卫、用这些属灵前辈们，他们怎么样子向神发表他们心中的感恩和赞美，我们来操练。
We'll come and look at the psalmist, the heart of David, and how he poured forth praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. We want to learn from them.
但是更重要的一件事情。
But more importantly,
也就是我们今年的主题。
It is the theme for this year.
枝子不能够离开葡萄树啊。
The branches cannot be severed from the vine.
主耶稣说：“你们若藏在我里面。”
So Jesus says, "If you abide in me."
那我就藏在你们里面，这人就多结果子。
Then I will abide in you, and you will bear much fruit.
我的嘴唇怎么样子能够结出果子归给神呢？
How is it that our words can bear fruit, glory unto the Lord?
那必须连于生命的。
Because it has to be connected to this life.
不然你讲再好听的话，那也不见得是果子。
It doesn't matter how beautiful the words that comes forth from you; they may not necessarily be the fruit.
甜言蜜语的参考书多的是啊。
And there are a lot of examples and books that we can read that would tell us how to be eloquent with our words.
但是必须是从生命里面来的。
But we say again, these words must come out of the life within us.
像我妈妈说我爸爸茶壶缺了个把子。
My,
你们听得懂吗？
My mom would say to my dad, you're like a tea kettle without a handle.
就只剩下那张嘴。
The only thing that is left on you is that mouth.
因为我妈妈，我爸爸常常会夸我妈妈。
My dad actually praises my mom quite often.
但是弟兄姊妹，当然这是很好的榜样。
Although this is a great example.
但是我今天要说的就是真实的话，属灵的话，造就的话，赞美的话，感恩的话，荣耀神的话，弟兄姊妹，那必须是跟生命发生关系的。
I want to emphasize that the words that are spiritual, words that are truly thanksgiving, that would really bring God glory, they all have something to do and must be connected with life.
口舌可以是最可怕的凶器。
Again, the words that proceed out of our mouth could be the most deadliest weapon.
口舌也可以是被神用来成为别人最大祝福的一个管道。
And the words that come out of our mouth can also be a channel of the greatest blessing that God could bring to someone around you.
不需要花钱。
It doesn't cost you anything.
但是却需要用心。
But you have to use your heart.
不需要花钱。
It doesn't cost you anything.
但是却要命。
but it does cost you your life.
因为圣经上在这里讲到要用赞美为祭献给神。
Because the Lord says, offer unto the Lord the thanks, the sacrifices of thanksgiving.
他说你们要以感谢为祭献给神，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。
Offer unto the Lord the words of thanksgiving for those who praises him, brings him glory.
希伯来书十三章十五节也说，我们靠着，应当靠着耶稣，常常 continually 以颂赞为祭献给神，就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Hebrews tells us, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifices of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
请问你发现在这里感谢跟赞美，为什么都要加上一个为祭？为什么要加上一个祭？
Now, did you realize that this notion of a sacrifice when we talk about thanksgiving and thought talk about praise?
为什么不直接说以感谢献给神，以赞美献给神就好了？
Why doesn't the word just simply say offer thanksgiving and offer praise unto the Lord?
为什么要讲祭？
What does it mention? Why does the author mention the notion of sacrifice?
圣经上没有一个字是废话，为什么要讲祭？
Why does he use the word sacrifices?
其实礼拜五，师母有给你们答案过了。
Pastor Nancy has given you guys all the answers this past Friday, right?
祭说到代价。
The sacrifice speaks of the surprise that is to be paid.
祭说到舍己。
It speaks of the fact that I need to offer up myself.
祭也说到十架。
And the sacrifice talks about the cross, the work of the cross.
一面来说，当我最不想感恩，我不想赞美的时候，我还是凭着信心献为祭。
On the one hand, the moment that I don't feel like praising, I don't feel like being thankful to the Lord, but I will tell myself, I will offer unto the Lord a sacrifice.
我在这里放下我的感觉，放下我自己的遭遇，放下我自己的所有的认为，我就是凭着信心，我还是在这里献祭。
I will lay down my feelings, I will lay down how I feel right now, but by faith, I will come and offer unto the Lord.
另外，这样子的口舌不是这样子的果子，一定需要经过十架，叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
And such words that comes forth has to go through the cross, where we come to say, it is no longer I, but Christ.
所以一个被神洁净过的口舌，被神更新过的口舌。
A tongue, our lips, if they are sanctified by the Lord.
是个人家庭教会极大的祝福。
If they are made new by the Lord, it's the exceedingly great blessing for your own family from the house of God.
所以以赛亚被神用的时候，他说我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
So Isaiah said, as the Lord is about to use him, he says, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among people of unclean lips.
所以天使用炭火洁净了他，以赛亚成为历史上最好的话语执事之一。
So the angel of the Lord came and brought a coal and sanctified his lips, that he became the vessel of the words of the Lord.
他讲出了那么多安慰之言，讲出了那么多伟大弥赛亚跟圣灵降临的应许。
And he brought forth so many words of comfort, so many promises of the coming Messiah.
你要说我不是以赛亚。
And you say, well, I'm no Isaiah.
但是没有关系，我们需要被主洁净。
But that's okay. We all still need to be cleansed by the
Lord. 我们需要在主的面前要认识，我旧造的生命出来的话没有价值。
We all need to come to the realization that out of the old nature within me, it has no value from what comes forth from it.
我需要回到跟葡萄树真实活泼和实在的连结。
I need to come back to that true, vibrant, living relationship with the vine.
有一个姊妹常常喜欢批评论断，讲消极的话。
There's a sister that often likes to criticize, often is always negative with her words.
她被神责备，蒙光照，她很懊悔，她在主面前悔改。
She was rebuked by the Lord. She turned, she repented, and she confessed before God.
她那么诚实地求神帮助她。圣灵来帮助他。
With all the sincerity of her heart, she asked the Lord, Lord, please help me. Holy Spirit, come and help me.
他说主，至少从明天，至少明天，明天这一天里面。
Lord, I pray just tomorrow, tomorrow, the whole day.
我从头到尾，我不说任何一句消极、不讨你喜悦的话。
From the beginning of the day to the end of my day, help me not to say anything that's not glorifying to you.
如果有任何的话从我口中出来。
If anything that comes out of my mouth.
只有三个是。只有三种。
There are only three types.
第一个是正面的，鼓励别人，安慰别人，表达谢谢。
The first category, the words that are thankful, that expresses my appreciation for others.
能够造就，能够祝福别人的话。
That can edify, that can build others up.
第二个从我口中出来的话，只有我的祷告。
Secondly, the words that come out of my mouth are my prayers.
我为别人的代祷，为神家，为家庭，为教会的代祷。
My supplications for others, for my family, for the church.
他那天讲了三个，第三个。
And then thirdly,
就是我向人道歉，要与人和好的话。
My repentance, my apologies to others when I want to reconcile with others.
所以他想说一天容易了。
And she said, okay, one day.
比较容易，所以她就整天这样子做。
So the whole day she actually began to practice.
全心这样子做，靠着圣灵这样子做。
With whole heart, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那天下来，她心里喜乐得不得了。
And at the conclusion of that day, she was full of joy.
她也看见周围的人从她的改变。有那么惊喜的那种表情，那种感谢啊
！She sees the expressions on the faces of the people who she's been talking to, that they all become very appreciative. They're very thankful.
跟从前别人讨厌他、远离他、不喜欢他完全不一样。
She discovered that people no longer want to hide, wants to stay away from her.
他后来做见证，他说就那么一天的经历改变了他的一生啊
！She says that that one experience of that one day has changed my life.
话语一出错，他就求神光照他、责备他、显明他向神。
The moment the wrong words, the wrong attitude comes forth, she said the Lord helped her to see that immediately.
所以我结束的时候就用我以弗所书四章二十八节那时候讲到悔改的三部曲。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28 of the three stages.
从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Those who have stolen in time past steal no more.
这是第一件事情让我成为对的人。我从前说不该说的话，我现在再也不说。
The very first thing that I become the right person. If I said the wrong things before, I will say it no longer.
第二件事情，我亲手做工。
Secondly, I will be diligent with my hands.
我开始说正直的话，正面的话。
I will focus on the things that are edifying, that are positive.
第三个，我就可以有余去分给别人，去帮助别人。
Thirdly, then I would have an abundance to help, to aid those who are in need.
第三个，让我的话不仅仅不再是消极的、破坏的、伤害的。
And then again, my words no longer would be those things that would harm others.
让我的话是成为祝福别人、鼓励别人、安慰别人、帮助别人、成全别人的。
But my words would now become a blessing, become words that would build others up.
所以尼弟兄在这里讲到说，人要学习为着造就人而开口，也要学习。为了造就人而不开口。
So Brother Washman needs to remind all of us that for the sake of edifying others, we need to have the courage to open our lips. And also for the sake of edifying others, sometimes we need to keep our mouth closed.
让我们的嘴唇都是被火炭、被宝血洁净过的。
That every single one of us, our lips has been sanctified and cleansed by the cold of God.
而且是天天经常都说神啊。愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
But every single day, every moment that we may utter the words, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you.
不管我的话是对的，我的心也是对的。
Not only do I have the right words, but my heart is right.
一个泉源不应该发出两样水来。
And again, a single source cannot have two different output.
善人从他的善就发出善来。
A good person out of the goodness and the kindness of his heart come forth goodness.
恶人从他的恶就发出恶来。
And the evil one comes out of the evil of his heart comes forth evil.
我们唱296首，主荣上加荣的在改变我们。
Hymn 296, from glory to glory, he is changing me.
我们向神祷告，求神洁净我们，荣上加荣的改变我们。
Lord, cleanse me, Lord, change me.
主荣上加荣正在改变我，改变我，改变我，使我的完全变成主的形象，要留下大爱在世间，主在改变，改变我，使主的形象变成主殿，使我的完全变成主的形象，要留。Thank you.
bow together. Let's pray.
我们前面有半分钟非常神圣的安静，我们个人为着自己在口舌上得罪神、得罪人，或是伤害了别人，我们向主认罪，向主悔改。
For about 30 seconds, I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to take the time, come and acknowledge, come to repent of the words that you may have said that offended others.
让我们不仅停留在知道错，而且是真实的悔改。
That not only do we come to the realization of our errors, but we truly repent.
然后转向基督，接受他的生命，让我口里的言语、心里的意念。
That we would turn to Christ, and truly the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart would be pleasing to Him.
我们有半分钟的安静，然后请弟兄姊妹随着圣灵的感动，简短的带领我们有祷告。
Let's spend some time just quietly before the Lord.
我特别鼓励说英文的弟兄姊妹也能够开口祷告。
I would encourage those of you who are English speaking to also pray out loud.
哦，主耶稣啊，
主啊，我们是嘴唇不洁的人。住在嘴唇不洁的民众，
是的，
主啊，我们的言语常常得罪人，
是的，
主啊，也得罪你，
是的，
主啊，求你的宝血来遮盖我们，再一次的借助你的话语来洁净我们的口，哦，主啊，使我们口中能够说出恩言来，使我们口中能够说出造就人的话来，主啊，帮助我们来与我们同在，
阿门，
阿门。主，我们需要你的怜悯。主，是的，每一次当我们来到你话语的亮光中的时候，主啊，我们就要低头，我们匍匐，我们要向你来认罪。主，我们求你来赦免我们，也求你再一次来坚固我们。真的像诗歌所唱的，你荣上加荣的来改变我们。主，没有一个人像你一样，你知道我们里面所有的黑暗，但是你却仍然接纳了我们。主啊，没有一个人能够像你那样，主啊，你知道我们里面所有的黑暗，但是你却有圣灵的大爱，用你圣灵的能力来荣上加荣的来改变我们。是的，靠着我们不行，我们再一次把自己无依无靠的交在你的手中，你的血来洁净我们，你的灵来改变我们。主，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you this morning for your words. We want to thank you for the words that you speak to us. Oh Lord, it is for the purpose that we may be healed.For the purpose that we may be changed.
Amen.
For the purpose that we may truly be transformed.
Amen.
And God, we want to thank you that this entire year, this entire series of helping us realize, oh Lord, truly apart from you, we cannot do a thing.
Amen.
Oh Lord, this morning, oh Lord, we come and we say, oh Lord, the intimacy that we desire with you, the transforming power that is at work in us, Jesus, come and change our constitution.
Amen.
Change our hearts. Oh Lord, help us each day truly be sensitive of the words that comes out of our mouth.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that we do not defile ourselves. Oh, that we do not bring shame to your name. Oh Lord, that we may truly be a channel of blessing
Amen.
To the people around us, oh
Amen.
Lord. God, help me. Help me, oh Lord, to be an agent of change. Oh God, change me, oh Lord. We thank you, oh Lord. Amen.
主啊，你是创造我们口舌的主。
Lord, you created our lips.
你更是舍命流血，为了让我们这个人能够从旧造，从堕落的里面被拯救出来。
And you're the one who gave yourself, who shed your blood.That we may be saved and redeemed from this corrupted old creation.
我们不仅承认自己口舌不洁，我们也承认在口舌上我们多次犯罪得罪你。
Oh Lord, we want to acknowledge that oftentimes, oh Lord, we have sinned against you with the words of our mouth, and we have unclean lips.
也成为了别人的伤害。
And then with our words, oh Lord, we brought harm to those around us.
早晨，你不仅用你自己的话来光照我们，也用宝血来洁净我们。
Oh God, we pray for your light to come to us.We pray for your precious blood to come and wash us.
让我们愿意将自己的嘴唇当作义的器具来献给你。
Oh, that there be a willing heart to offer up our lips as an instrument, as a member of righteousness offered unto you.
我们愿意让他成你成为他的主人。
That you may truly be the Lord of it.
让他能够用来荣耀你，用来祝福人。
That it may be truly used to come and glorify God, to bless people.
用来感谢你，用来赞美你。
That truly it be used as an instrument for thanksgiving, for praise.
用来见证述说你的恩典和奇妙的作为。
To be used to testify of your glory, of the wondrous things that you have done.
用它来安慰、鼓励、造就我们周围的人。
Use it, O Lord, to encourage, to edify, to build up the people around us.
主，我们谢谢你，让我的舌头今天还能够发声。
Lord, we thank you. That we can still have utterance today.
让他今后在你的手中成为有用的器皿。
That we pray that from this day forth, it would be an instrument that it can be used by you.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless every single one of us who are here today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.